Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Butch, as you get set for the Penguins here tonight, I know it's early yet, but as you look at the division, because those are the only teams you're playing right now, what has stood out to you among your division, pluses, minuses, and where you kind of evaluate your own team?
Tough to stay right now until you get through it once, Beersy, to be honest with you. I think we've got a good mix. You got some experience coming in here tonight with speed in Pittsburgh. Experience with a little heavier play in Washington coming up next. And I think Philly's a blend in there somewhere. Islanders, we knew they'd be a tight checking game. The Devils were a little more of a skating team that's young, a little wasn't sure, a new staff. So I think it's kind of a getting to know period right now, to be honest with you. And it will be for the first probably 6 weeks. So you see everyone at least once. I mean, the Rangers have added some new bodies. We don't see them a ton anyway. Buffalo will be the familiar team. They made a few changes there, but in general, that's probably the one we'd know the best. But at the end of the day, I've kind of enjoyed the two-game series type of thing. You can make some adjustments in between, get to know a team a little bit better. You see a little more of what they do than just, one and done and getting ready for the next team.
Really strong performance from your team on Saturday. Do you think that you kind of turned the corner in terms of, you don't have to answer those questions anymore about scoring, or, where do you see your team right now?
Yeah, I mean, the puck has to go into the net. I mean, the big picture was it wasn't. We get all these analytics and stats, and there was some positives there. There really was. It just wasn't going in the net. But that's the end result, right? You got to score. So it got talked about, rightfully so. We corrected some things we needed to do better. And we got a few more pucks go our way around the net the other night. I mean, we got there, but they were layered there in for us. And we worked for inside ice, and power play was a good example. Burry getting a couple by jamming the front of the net. Richie the night before, we recover a puck in the slot, get there out, number them. So those are some things we were talking about, and it translated into 5-on-5 a little better. Even Coyle's goal from Frederick is just a good example of just getting it to the net and going to the net, not worrying about trying to make the extra play or hang on to it and turn up and look for the pretty play. So that was a bit of the difference. And even the goal before that, I think it was Smith's, Coyle shot it off the rush. We were turning down some of those shots previously looking to make a play. So we just got to find the right blend of that.
It was a big second period for that line. Coyle, Smith, Frederick. You put Frederick on the left wing on that line. What did you think overall with that line?
Well, he's a different flavor, Freddie, than Bjork, who was there. Just a little more straight line, protects pucks down low, bigger ball. It's a big, we've talked about building a bigger third line. We had Richie on that line all through training camp, and I thought they were very good. Just injuries kind of forced people to be moved around a little bit. And we do have a lot of returning players, but, Kasha was relatively new to us. So, we had him with Krejci. You want to keep building that. Richie, now you got Smith. Now we're incorporating Freddie and Studs. So now all of a sudden you got 4 or 5 forwards going into your group. Who's going to play with Burry and Martin? Marshall Pasta's there and et cetera. You have to do a little tinkering. I like to do it anyway, no matter what. So that was part of the process. We want to make sure that we didn't miss anything, still win hockey games, stay in games. And then, we're talking about rebuilding our whole left side of our decor. So we had a lot of moving parts, I think, early on. And we knew that going in that we had to sort of get through it and live with it. We're still going to have to get through it. But I like the way, when you say turn the corner, I guess that's a good way to put it in terms of now we've got a 5-game grouping of games to say, hey, this is what's working, this isn't. It's a small sample size, but it's better in one period or one game, like you get in an exhibition game, move on. So now we're starting to get some continuity, we feel. See how injuries go for us. That'll always change the look of it. But right now, we're kind of, like I said, settling on a few more things.
Butch, you mentioned the left side of your D. The guy that stood out to me a lot here over the last few games is Zboril. What have you seen in his growth, specifically this year, that has really stood out?
Well, he could always see the ice. He was always going to be good in transition. The question was, can he get back on a puck and get into those spots where you start in the transition? And he has. He's shown a lot of courage and a lot of strength on the puck and then poise. So he's put those three things. So below the goal line, he's been really good at coming out of piles with pucks and making the right play and supporting the rush. So, when you're in open ice, he's an ice player, always has been. Now he's doing stuff more NHL-like in terms of having to make those plays with bigger bodies around you, bigger bodies wanting to hit you, battling for pucks against men. Those are the things we're always, is he going to be able to handle that part of the game? And you go through that with a lot of guys, and he's done it.
Last question for you. Pittsburgh here today, they've won, I think it's 4 in a row here coming in to today. What do you see from them? Obviously, Crosby and Malkin, players like that, but what else do you see from them that you have to really concentrate on?
Well, they're resilient. I've seen them come back in a lot of games. They put themselves down in games, but they never quit. You know, Rangers, I saw it twice. So they'll keep coming. They're always on the attack. So if you're not ready and you fall asleep, they're a quick strike team. I've seen it go the other way on them too, where teams have, you know, kind of got some quickly on them if they don't take care of the front of their net. So like every team, there's areas we want to expose. The game we played against Philly, we got to the top of the crease. If we can do that, I think we're going to get some looks against this team. They're down a few guys on D, so they're probably sorting through some stuff there in their chemistry wise. And if you don't have your skating legs, they will fly by all night. So, you know, you put those two things together where they can expose us. We have to be careful and make sure we have our legs and ready to go. And we should. You know, we played Saturday, had Sunday off and good practice yesterday. So I'd like to think our legs will be there. So it should be a great game.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck here tonight.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Penguins are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.